It's the coach, Jeremy Colleton, and let's see here. The coach is brought to you by Dave Ennett Enterprises. See Dave Ennett, the official Dave Ennett of the Steve Cochran Show.
Proud to be associated.
Coach, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
We're doing okay. Did you hear what happened to the Kansas City Chiefs in the National Football League?
Did they win?
They actually did win, but their equipment almost didn't show up at the game. Got to the game.
Well, they won, though.
Got to the game like 2 hours prior to, and they actually were having a discussion about what to do. Would there be a forfeit?
That would have been tough.
The equipment guys, I mean, can you talk for a second about how important the background guys are that don't get any pub?
No question. I mean, the show wouldn't run without them. And these guys, the elite athletes are quite demanding. I don't know if you
I'd
know
heard
that.
Yeah, I'd heard that.
So they do a great job to get, you know, it's very important, obviously, the equipment they use. And players, they want it a certain way. And the equipment guys, and I mean, there's a lot of support staff that work really hard to make things go. And I think we have the best in the business. So they deserve a lot of credit.
Yeah, a lot of unsung heroes. And can we agree that no equipment in sports smells worse than hockey equipment?
Well, I couldn't argue it. I don't have experience in some of the other sports, but I got a tough time coming up with another option.
Been in a couple of hockey dressing rooms, have you? One or two?
Yeah.
One or two?
Sure.
All right, so last night, great first period, not so great second period, and then you get into overtime in the shootout. Thoughts on the game?
Yeah. We had a decent start. I thought we were really clean with the puck early on. We made a lot of plays, and we caught them in transition multiple times. Could have had more goals than we had. You know, I thought penalties took a toll on us. We took too many, and, you know, that wore us down. The guys who kill, they played too many minutes yesterday. And then, you know, that affected our 5-on-5 play. And I also thought when we were killing, we needed to have a better mentality. It looked like we were trying to score. And we paid the price for it by giving up, you know, the second and third goal. We had control of the game, and then all of a sudden it's 3-3. And that was disappointing, you know. So we had a good start, and we were in a good position. And, you know, we ended up relying on a great goaltender performance to get us a point. So, you know, we'll take that point with us, but I really... We need to respond with in the next game, just playing simple, playing smart, good habits, give ourselves a chance to win the game where, you know, that's what we did on the road. And when we got 4 out of 4 points, and I thought yesterday was a step back in that regard.
Well, Jeremy, what was your take on the Gilbert fight and the ensuing penalty?
Well, I think we could have had a power play on the hit on DeBrincat, and then I like that he answered. You know, you'd love it if he could have done it without taking an instigator. Maybe you know, but at the same time, the intentions were great, and you know, our team should have responded off that. We didn't kill a penalty, and so then it becomes a bit of a letdown, and I'm not sure that's his fault.
A lot of people were super excited when Andrew Shaw came back. I was one of them. What do you need to do to get Shawzy going?
Well, he needs to get healthy. that's the biggest thing.
Not 100% by any stretch, right?
No, I mean, we'll see. I don't know. I'm not sure how long he'll be out, but...
well, and if you're worried, you wouldn't tell me.
Yeah, well, we try. We try. We give you what we can. I think when he's played well. He's given us an element that we didn't have as much of last year, as far as some sandpaper and energy, and very important in the dressing room. So, of course, he'll be a hole while he's out.
You know, that's a phrase I've never heard. Sandpaper. Sandpaper. He's rough, right? He's a rough guy. He can rough it up out there.
Rough around the edges.
You ever heard sandpaper? You ever heard sandpaper dropped in so smoothly, Dave? On it?
Yeah, that was really well done.
I'm going to take that and act like I made it up.
So you look at the two games that you won on the road, and you kind of alluded to this a moment ago. But for a team that's struggling, you go on the road, you get a win in overtime in Boston, where the Bruins have, I know they did lose just over the weekend, but they haven't lost at home in regulation prior to that, and they lose in overtime to you. What kind of a lift do you get from a game like that?
Yeah, I just really liked our approach. Our mentality was a winning one, as far as just playing simple, playing the right way, you know, defending, focusing on limiting, you know, their chances, as far as, you know, making sure we're always on the defensive side of the puck. And then I thought we were quite clean with it. Sometimes you can't be, because you're under pressure, and then you force them to come through five guys to score. And that made a big difference for us, and we created enough. Like, we created more than enough chances. We don't need to give up offense to defend, and that's the mentality we need to win.
All right, so I got to ask you the goalie question, and that is, of course, the guy stands on his head. I'm telling you, Robin made one of the greatest, Leonard I'm talking about, made one of the greatest saves I've ever seen, period. He went post to post. He cartwheeled. It was Cirque du Soleil time. Have you seen a save like that recently?
Not recently, no. That was it was outstanding. He was great for us. He's been great for us. Allowed us the opportunity to get 1 point. Would have loved to get two. But he's playing really well.
He's been phenomenal.
Yeah.
Now, he has been very honest about how much the shootout bothers him. I'm not a fan of the shootout, to be honest, Coach. I mean, I think at least you ought to have a consistent speed and not do this jerky stop-and-go thing. Having said that, both sides get equal shots. Before this becomes a thing with fans, would you ever consider switching goalies at that point? And, of course, the question is, do you bring a cold goalie in?
Yeah, that's, you just said it. That's tough. I mean, I don't know how you do that and not risk injury to the guy who's coming in. But, hey, we look at everything.
Do you think he's got a valid point? And do you think that maybe they need to look at how the shootout is officiated, or how the rules govern the shootout, and to try to make it less of a, I don't know, an advantageous situation for the skater?
I don't know. That's the rules. We wouldn't be talking about it if we were winning those shootouts. So it,
well, we'd be talking about other things, right? No, you're exactly right. But since
we'd find something else. So, as far as I'm concerned, we have to get as many points as we can,
sure,
with the rules the way they are.
But if the rule change,
don't do it.
I'm telling you, Dave. The one way you do this is a shot clock. You got 5 seconds.
Well, I like the idea of just playing more. I like the idea of just playing more 3-on-3.
Yeah, I agree with that. Yeah, absolutely. I totally agree with that.
But you know, at some point you need to end it. I just like the idea of it still being hockey, but it is, that's something that's not in our control, so we need to find a way to get points.
All right, I'm going
to
make a call to Toronto, because you know they're very big on my opinion, Coach, as you could imagine. So
yes, I could imagine that.
Hey, I'll see you at the Christmas party.
Okay, sounds good.
Thank you, Coach.
Thanks. I won't.
Thanks, guys.
That's Coach Jeremy Carlton. Where are you going to be?
I won't. I don't know. I wasn't invited.
Yes, you are. You're always invited.
I'm
part of the Blackhawks family. What are you talking about?
I didn't get the invitation.
Oh, it's in the mail for sure.
Oh, I'm sure it is.
Viv wants to know if she's invited.
No, absolutely not.